is.
What are you doing that stupid trickery crap for?
Is Felger and Mass.
The continued ish.
On 98.5.
Unbelievable.
The Sports Hub.
All right, ESPN posts a headline using his quote with Oprah Winfrey the other day about seeing the end and retirement sooner rather than later. And Brady posts a comment on it that says, in Spanish, 45. Monkey see, monkey hear, monkey do, or whatever, however you would say that. Or no, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. But there are monkeys doing it.
But maybe he's meaning by that, like, okay, I'm playing until 45. I'm tired of hearing about this. I'm tired of people talking about it. I'm tired of seeing all this crap. So that's why he puts out the 45.
Yeah, in which case I would say, well, if you're tired of it, that's your problem. The only reason you're tired of it is because you haven't put an end to it.
No question. And all ESPN did was use his quote. But either way, is Brady giving you a hint there? So that's on the table. And that was just sort of uncovered here. Someone emailed or Instagrammed that to Murray just last hour?
Yeah, someone on Instagram by the name of Benny Hay 1024. Thank you, Benny Hay.
Thank you, Benny Hay. Okay, so that's on the table. We have all these great Celtics rumors. Apparently want to move up the board. Doncic, that Euro is apparently a target of theirs. Is the Kyrie Irving thing settled? Are they in on Kawhi Leonard? Some people have them as the favorite to land Kawhi Leonard. So a lot of moving pieces here to discuss with you. We had some Red Sox thoughts as well, which we'll get to with you this hour as well. So right back to the phones as promised. Pete in Delaware, what do you got on the Celts?
Hey, guys. I'm all for moving up in the top five, but there's a lot of other teams trying to do it. You're going to have to give up a ton. And all I remember is, didn't we have to give up? And I thank God the deal didn't go through, but wasn't it Justice Winslow? Danny was willing to give up
three
first-round picks for?
Yep, and thank God that didn't happen. He got lucky. But I tend to, when we discuss this, taking all, you know, you're taking next year's Sacramento pick, Jimmy Stewart said, to get up there in the top six or so, is Rozier, Marcus Morris, who wants out anyway. I think he's gone. But Rozier, Marcus Morris, and basically all of your other picks. That Sacramento pick next year, that could be 2, 3, 4, 5, your first-rounder, all the picks you got. All the picks that whatever team would want. And I would do it because I think Danny's hot at the draft. He's got a hot hand right now. He's not perfect. He's certainly blown his share of picks over the years. But recently, he's on a roll. And if he's into this Doncic kid, then I'm going to ride the hot hand. And if you want to, you know, skip next year's draft and move up in this year's draft because you like the guy this year, go do it. Fine with me.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, too. I just question whether they really have the artillery to get up there, the assets. So it's like, you know, Rozier could get him something. But again, you know, there's a contract issue there ultimately. How long are you going to get him?
But he doesn't get you all the way up. But does Rozier on that Sacramento pick? I mean, now you're talking. There's something there.
Maybe. It's close.
27-6, though, you're right. To me, that feels like a big jump for Rozier and a Sacramento pick that can't be number one overall. So I don't know. Like, if Jimmy tells me it can happen, though, I sort of do put a little bit of faith in him when it comes to this stuff. Joe in Redding on the Patriots stuff. Go ahead, Joe.
How annoying is Tom Brady? He's like LeBron James now.
It's true. It's true.
quick theory. I think he wanted Garoppolo gone because he was afraid he was going to win a championship with Bill Belichick, and that would tarnish his legacy a little bit.
Yeah, maybe deep down his list, I think Brady wanted Garoppolo gone because he wanted to still be the quarterback. And the question now is, has he changed his mind? Is, again, all this stuff about the family time and this seeing the end and sooner rather than later. Does he really feel that way? I asked this question yesterday. Did he have an epiphany? Or is he just leveraging the Patriots on the contract? And if it's that second thing, I have less of a problem with it. That's just, what do you have as leverage? Well, walking away is your biggest piece of leverage. And you want to get the most at the negotiating table? Then use it. They'd use it against you.
See, I think he's still, to me, the whole reason this has happened is because he's butthurt over the fact that they drafted Jimmy G, they held on to him until the last minute, and Guerrero on top of it. And if you want to throw the contract in there, too, I wouldn't eliminate that, because all of those things were signs to him that they didn't believe in him anymore, and that they were ready to pass the baton and hand the keys to Jimmy G. So he was butthurt. To me, it's all getting back at the team. Like, if he doesn't... like, and I understand that the contract is a vehicle to, you know, being appreciated. I get it. But he's never been about the money. He, like, all of a sudden, that means something to him now?
Maybe it does. And it's not a good look, but I'll give it to him.
Yeah, he's...
because you have no alternative.
So they don't. I mean, but I'm just telling you that in the court of public opinion, in my mind, he still took a big hit.
Yeah, and if he wins two of the next three, I think, you know, people will forgive him the money. And this nonsense this offseason, which, by the way, has been not a good look for him. I agree. But if he comes back and wins, and to me, if he gives you, you know, not even wins, but if he just gives you the full Tom Brady effort, that's all I'm looking for. That's, I've told you from the start, I'll trade 10 years of Garoppolo for 3 years of Brady, but it's got to be 3 real years, all in, man. And if he goes all in for 3 years, that to me is all that I ask for. Kevin in Waltham. Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, hey. So, Maz, you were talking about the average length of the Red Sox games going from 310 to 304, and how if you were 310 pounds, going to 304 wouldn't be that much of a difference, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay, so, but there are only 60 minutes in an hour, so you would actually be going from 190 to 184, which I think is a bit better.
He's going on a percentage basis?
Yeah, and I would tell you that's still not good enough.
No, so, I mean, I'm 6'4", I'm a big guy. If I'm 190 and I go down to 184, that's something I would notice.
You bet, Kevin. Good work by you.
Yeah, but you're not overweight to begin with.
The point is, the arrow's finally pointed in the other direction.
Great.
It's a start, Maz. You think you can't get these baseball players to agree that the sky is blue with the owners. So you think you can unilaterally force these things on them and that's going to work? It's got to be steps.
Well, the other thing is, though, I'm not convinced it's a result of the fewer mound visits. I'm not totally buying into that either. Again,
I feel like it's worked. And not that I watch, you know, I do watch a fair amount of, I do, I feel like it's made an impact, I really do. That there are times, don't you feel, that there'll be a situation where the catcher's crossed up, where they're looking at each other, and he doesn't make the mound visit, and the Remy or the commentator will say, well, that would have been a mound visit last year, but they want to preserve those.
Sure, yeah, it has helped.
I mean, I feel like I've noticed it.
I've noticed it too, I think, but again, I would also tell you that batting average in baseball overall is down 10 points, and on base is down 10 points with it. So is the game really moving that much faster, or is it just that there are fewer hits?
Again, what was Brady's post? Can you pronounce it for me again, please, Maz?
45.
Matthew in Framingham, can you translate that for me, please?
Yes, I could. 45. It's a double meaning. Both the $45 million and he'll play until he's 45. And that's a message to Belichick, because look at Belichick. He's already shut down the OTAs. Why do you think he did that? Because of the optics. And also, I wanted to mention something about the basketball quick.
Go ahead.
When I heard Jimmy Stewart, because what he says is gold, he called the last two drafts. When I heard that Doncic might be dropping down, like, out of the top five, we need to get Luka the Don. Because then next year, we will bring it to LeBron. I'm telling you, we get Luka the Don, we're all good. We can move up to six with Orlando. They could use Terry Rozier. I think that'll be a perfect spot. If we can get that kid, I feel really good. At that point, I'd want to stand pat.
Look, normally the Euro kids would scare me, and I had to listen to you folks here for the last couple of years with the Zizic and this Bender kid. And again, every time I would go look at their highlights, they were playing in function halls with a divider between their gym and the bar mitzvah or the banquet at the next door.
Church basement.
I mean, like, where are these guys playing? And they say, oh, well, they're playing in the Superliga. And they look at the Superliga, and it's a banquet hall. Like, they get the divider there. And I'm like, I can't put anything into this. And I'll say that about this Doncic kid, too. Is he playing full gyms, or is he playing in, like, you know, rec spaces? But either way, Danny's on such a roll that I feel like I'll ride it. I'll ride it with him. If he's feeling with this kid, go ahead, Danny. You know, you've made a lot of good moves recently.
See, I'm not convinced it's Doncic. Again, listen, Jimmy's record, his resume when it comes to the Celtics in the draft in particular,
solid.
Is dynamite. It is. It's dynamite. But I do believe they want to get up there. I'm just not convinced it's Doncic. And I don't know whether they're going to be able to get up there. Look, given what they have, given how far in the draft they want to move up, I feel this draft in a couple of nights is going to be one big wet fart. That's what I think it's going to be. It is going to be a whole lot of nothing.
I don't want to hear that. I want to hear about a whole bunch of something that could develop, and I think we're still holding our breath on Kyrie Irving. Does he play into all of this? Does he play into Kawhi Leonard? And all of that. So we picked that up with your phone calls and this latest Brady rumble right after these words.
Hugger Maz, the Sports Hub.
Felger and Maz.
I love it.
You were right, Maz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Our matchups are, they're scary for teams. Really, really scary.
Well, think about next year.
Yeah. Not only in terms of our defense, but offensively, we have guys that can create off the dribble, other than kind of me, Terry, or Marcus. Our wings are just, they're incredible.
What's cool about next year's team is how flexible the lineups are.
Mm-hmm. I do it in 2K all the time.
Three guards, you can do, yeah.
I do it in 2K all the time.
Like, you play the Celtics in 2K?
Yeah, for sure. I don't pick anybody else.
I appreciate that.
Nobody else. The starting five is me, JB, Gordon, JT, Al. Second five, Marcus, Terry. I'll leave JB or JT in there. I'll leave Gordon in there, and then I'll throw Baines. And then, you know.
So you like the eight-man rotation?
Eight-nine-man rotation.
It was funny hearing people be like, well, what's going to happen next year when Hayward comes back? I'd be like, we'll play Tatum, Brown, and Hayward together. What's the problem?
We did it.
We'll switch on defense and it'll be great.
Mm-mm. They like, oof, it's scary.
Is that Kyrie Irving talking about the Celtics lineup or his video game lineup?
Video.
Yeah. The lineup he likes to use when he uses the Celtics on NBA 2K.
I'm about getting to my fill limit on the social media hint dropping and the video game obsession thing. Like all of this.
With
like,
humans or just professional athletes or.
Just it invading my space. How's that?
Okay.
That Kyrie Irving felt much more interested in talking about the Celtics video game lineup than his future as a Celtic. And Tom Brady to drop hits. With, I still don't fully understand how that, like, I mean, I guess I do. He's dropping hints on social media versus not dropping them or just speaking the words or whatever. Like, I'm just, like, aren't we all getting a little sick of it?
Yes, but welcome to the millennial age.
Oh, God.
Where you can express yourself without ever actually having to deal with another human being. Great. I mean, you should actually like it.
I mean, you think I would. Except it's passed me by and I don't want to catch up. And so, like, what do you mean? Would you just tell me what you mean? Versus the monkey see, monkey do. I see no evil, hear no evil. What? Like, the comment, like, 45 million, 40, not even million, 45. Like, why don't you just, you do an interview anytime you want. Just speak, use your words. Use your words. What do you mean? What do you think?
See, but that,
speak it.
That would require him to be direct and open. And honest.
Oh, it's so much less fun to dig into this and put our own little spin on it. This is the better way to do it.
No, I enjoy. I mean, you're right. For, you know, in terms of that,
but I'd rather have the audio.
Kyrie is for cocked a video game thing, though. But was that a sign that he wants to stay to you, Murray?
Maybe. You know, if he likes playing as the team in the video game, maybe he genuinely likes playing with these guys on the floor. LeBron just did the same damn thing back in the season. Remember when they got Isaiah Thomas, and he was telling reporters, oh, I've already worked IT into the lineup when I'm playing as him and playing as the Cavs on NBA 2K. Never mind the coach. I've already figured it out. I know how we're going to use Isaiah Thomas on this team. Obviously, it didn't work out, but that's what these guys do. They play this game incessantly.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It is. I don't believe Kyrie for a second based on that.
David Price, 6-0 since he put down the Fortnite.
Yep.
Think of this. This is an adult that we're talking about who had to be told, like he was my 8-year-old, to put down the iPad. Put it down, David. David, put it. Give me that.
I don't want it.
Who had to be told like an 8-year-old child to put down the console. And he does, and wouldn't you know it, his wrist feels better, and he's now 6-0 since he put down the effing video game.
He's been lights out.
Fine. I'll focus on my job.
David, it's unreal.
Did you know, David, that the World Health Organization yesterday listed gaming disorder as a real disease?
See, it's a real problem.
So, all of that, but again, Kyrie Irving, and when you talk about the Kawhi Leonard rumors, Chris Sheridan, longtime NBA follower and reporter, has his own website now, and he's always been a handicapper as well. He has the Celtics as an odds-on favorite, as the odds-on favorite to land Kawhi Leonard. He's got the Celtics at plus 200, the Sixers at plus 300, the Spurs to retain him at plus 500, and then Western Conference teams all over plus 1200, because Chris Sheridan, from what he understands, is that Greg Popovich will never trade Kawhi Leonard in the Western Conference. So he's coming east or he's staying, according to Chris Sheridan. And he has the Celtics as the odds-on favorite. And in his write-up, he says, it ain't easy making a trade with Danny Ainge because he likes adding carcasses to his kill list. See Billy King, the Garnett trade, and Brian Colangelo, the Fultz trade. And he says, salary cap-wise, this deal is difficult to make unless Kyrie Irving is going out. But, he says, the fact that Kyrie is not committing to an extension and is talking up the idea of going to the Knicks as a free agent, that's impacting his career locale sustainability in Boston. Which is just a fancy way of saying that if he's unsure about the Celtics might be unsure about him, and he actually may be on the trade block as opposed to losing him next year for nothing. And so he says that Irving is the play for Kawhi Leonard. Nobody wants a rental, but Popovich is tight with people who are tight with Mike Krzyzewski, Kyrie's college coach, and that counts for something. If Ainge does not want to let Kyrie Irving go, let's just say that Terry Rozier showed his mettle in the postseason and the Spurs have a mild point guard issue. You may recall that Derek White logged postseason minutes for them in the first round against Golden State. Well, if you can get Kawhi Leonard for Terry Rozier and that Sacramento pick, then throw the parade right now.
Sure.
Build the statue of Dan. That's a no-brainer. You add Kawhi Leonard to Kyrie Irving and everything that they've got, and boy, are you in business.
Oh, yeah. No, you're a legit championship threat.
I don't know how you get him, though, for something less than Jaylen Brown or Kyrie Irving.
I'll tell you, Rozier, though, to me, would be a good spur. I don't know. It fits to me. Like, that one makes sense. I could see them wanting Rozier. I could see that. And then get maybe a haul of picks on top of it. Like, I wouldn't totally rule that out. My question is whether the Celtics would do it for 1 year.
Again, I said before, and I'll ask this again. If the flight risk is exactly the same, Kyrie Irving and Kawhi Leonard are in the exact same contractual spot. 1 year left to go on their deals. Non-committal about where they want to be. Never mind with you or anybody else. But let's just say their flight risks are equal. Whether they're 100% in to re-sign, 0% in to re-sign, and they're going to be one and done, or 50-50 somewhere in the middle. The flight risks are exactly the same. Who would you rather have, Kawhi Leonard or Kyrie Irving?
Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie for me as well.
I go Kawhi Leonard on that.
See, the Celtics would do what you do.
And I think most NBA teams would. I think most NBA teams would defer to the size. Never mind just the 3-and-D nature of the league. And Kawhi Leonard was second in the MVP a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
I mean, he's considered by some people a top three player in the league. Kyrie Irving is not considered
that. No, and plays both ends of the floor. I mean, like, you know, there's nothing fluky about him. So I put a premium on that guy who can score at the end of a game. A tight game against a good team. The problem the Celtics had in Game 7 against Cleveland. If they had Kyrie, they win that game. He scores at the end of that game. He does. But Leonard's the more complete player in a lot of ways. Offense and defense.
Okay, this is the Brady stuff with you, Jimmy in Providence. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, so I had a question about whether you guys would give up one of the big three, either Kyrie, Gordon, or Al Horford, in order to get up into the top of the draft.
So I would not do that. I would not do that. I would trade one of those three for Kawhi Leonard, but I'm not. No, if one of those three, if they love Luka Doncic, God bless. But I'm not giving up one of those established players to get an 18-year-old Euro kid. No freaking way.
No, and I don't think they are either. They got too much invested now in this team. Like, look at the year they had. I mean, they had a fabulous year. You bring back the same group. You're the best team in the East. You know, pending the offseason here, we'll see what happens. But I don't think they're going to get worse. I think they're going to get better.
I also know that Danny Ainge would trade his firstborn, but he ain't going to trade Gordon Hayward. That's my opinion. Unless Gordon Hayward wants out and gives him, like, a full blessing. Unless they went to Gordon Hayward or Gordon Hayward went to them and said, you know, guys, actually, my wife doesn't like it here or something, whatever. And Gordon Hayward said, I'm totally good with you moving on from me. In fact, I want you to. Then they might do it. Other than that, I do not think Danny Ainge would trade Gordon Hayward. It's a horrible message for any future free agent. Remember, Kyrie's not a free agent. He was traded here. And it's debatable whether he was even on your list or not. But he agreed to come here, but it was a trade. It wasn't a free agent. So you put a full free agent pitch into Gordon Hayward. He's closely aligned with the coach. And then you turn around and trade him 12 months later. I do not think Danny would do that.
After he suffers a horrific injury in rehabs.
I don't think he would do it.
Yeah, I doubt that they would do that, too. To me, Horford's the most likely to go in any scenario. But, I can see them coming back with the group they have and then just picking a 26,
George,
27.
George, give me your Brady take.
Hi, can you give me like a minute and a half before you hit the panic button and throw me off? I just want to say I don't think anyone should t-
pout Jimmy G because he's not proven himself, and I'm telling you, in the next 2 or 3 years, he's going to tank.
I'm going to cut you off, George, just because I've got to get this off my chest. I'm so sick of hearing it. I don't care what you think about Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't care what Maz thinks of Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't care what I think of Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't care what anyone thinks of Jimmy Garoppolo. It doesn't make any difference. Fact. Bill Belichick liked him. Bill Belichick liked him. So I don't care what you think of him. It doesn't matter what you think of him. It doesn't matter what I think of him. Bill Maz Belichick
he's
liked him.
Be in a wheelchair. Drinking out of a straw. Name one quarterback in the last 50 years that is crippled drinking out of a straw in a wheelchair.
George, you took it literally. I was talking about Giselle yesterday and whether or not she had any... Hold on, let me finish. If you're going to criticize me, you got to let me answer. All right? So yesterday we were talking about Giselle and whether she was behind Brady's whole new stance and pushing him to retire. And I said she's his wife. She doesn't want him in a, you know, eating out of a straw unless, when he's 50 years old.
Unless it's a paper
right.
straw. Then it's okay.
And Brett Favre is doing commercials and John Elway is working and all these guys that were playing in the 80s that got killed, they all got commercial deals and they're endorsing things. What makes you think that if he plays 4 more years, he's going to be like sitting around the house going,
okay.
can't move?
George, it was hyperbole.
So those are your 2 points?
Yep.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. All Maz was saying is that she's worried about his future health. That's all.
I was just trying to give you slightly more creative language.
A little more color.
Yeah. You know, there is an entertainment aspect to what we do. So I was trying to give you a little bit more than just she's worried about his health in the long term. She wants him to be...
How do you guys know about Garoppolo? I played 6 quarters. Forget it. I don't know about Garoppolo, neither do you. Bill liked him. That's the only thing that's relevant. We'll see what he is. And if you like him, great. If you don't, great. Maybe you're right, I'm wrong. You're wrong, I'm right. Who cares? Bill liked him. Bill did not want to trade him. That's the only thing that's relevant. That's the only thing I want to hear anymore.
Yeah, but Felga Bill also wouldn't play Butler in the Super
Well, but
Bowl.
That's better then. If you want to say to me, I don't trust Bill's judgment on that, fine. Just don't tell me he only played 6 quarters and we don't know what you're right. We don't. Bill liked him. Now, we can discuss whether you trust Bill's judgment on that or not. That's the relevant issue.
I trust him implicitly.
And meanwhile, Brady dropping hints on Instagram. More on that with Murray right here and then your reaction right after.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Every afternoon, Felger and Maz bring you the science of sports.
Stupid me.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, the Tom Brady comment on the Instagram post. Again, 2 days ago, Vinny on NBC Sports Boston. Would you put it up for me, please, so I can look at it? So, 2 days ago now, ESPN puts up a picture of Tom Brady and uses his quote from the Oprah Winfrey sit-down.
That is correct.
That says, you know, famously, quote, I think about it more now than I used to. I think I'm seeing that there's definitely an end coming sooner rather than later. Quote, unquote, Tom Brady on retirement. And then ESPN puts like a little subhead underneath it that says, Tom Brady says he's still motivated to keep playing, but he knows he can't play forever.
That is correct.
And there are 1,645 comments, 1,645 comments.
That's correct.
And buried in the middle of those 1,645 comments is one from Tom Brady that you can confirm is actually Tom Brady's Instagram account.
That is correct.
That says, again, in Spanish, 45.
45.
With the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil emoji next to it.
That is correct.
What do you think that is, Maz?
I think there's a chance Brady's saying 45 as in millones, dollarinis.
Okay. Is that the Tom Brady you know?
No.
Would he ever, even though it's sort of buried in 1,600 comments and it's, you know, this passive aggressive, it's buried, but do you think Tom Brady would, like, so publicly and up front say, give me my money, I want $45 million? Does that sound like Tom Brady to you?
No.
Not even close.
And I think if it was about the money, too, you would also see a little, like, cash emoji.
Well, no, but, I mean, let's just go with this. So the money makes more sense to me anyway, because I think that lines up perfectly, because this is what I'm driving at. I don't expect him to play to 45. Even though he said it, 45, 45, 45, I don't expect you to play to 45. But I don't expect you to retire at 41 either, buddy. It's got to be somewhere in there. You got to give me, I've said this a million times, you got to give me 3 years. If we're trading 10 years of Garoppolo, you got to give me 3 years. So this will be his age 41 season. Play at 41, play at 42, play at 43. I'm not going to hold you to 45. 43. So that's 3 more years. You have 2 more years under contract at $15 million per. So you'd do $30 million over the next 2 years, which is a steal for the Patriots. If they give you $45 million, you're now at $75 million for the next 3 years, $25 million per. That feels like what you should be making. So the $45 million makes sense. Playing to 45, I don't expect him to do that. But then I go back to, would Tom Brady really be so bold? So crass? So it's so gauche. Oh, to publicly talk about money, Thomas, like that? Is no. that you? I mean, honestly?
Well, but he does it, again, under the guise of him talking about his age.
It wouldn't bother me one single bit. Like, I'm not ragging on him for it. I hope he is. I hope this is what he means. Say it. Speak it. Stop being so passive-aggressive. And this nonsense with the sit-downs, with these hand-picked. Give me my money. I want $45 million, then I'm back in. I respect that. Like, that's up front. Because and is all this nonsense you just leveraging the team? Fine. Play it at their own game. They'd leverage you, so you leverage them. Pretend you're going to retire. Talk about picking your kids up at practice. But you want your money. Fine, no problem. I just, boy, would he really be so gauche as to publicly put out the number figure of what he actually wants?
No.
I find it hard to believe.
No. Look, in all probability, the 45 is him talking about playing to 45. I'm not even, you know, who knows who's actually running the Instagram account, but regardless, that person doesn't put it out there without Brady knowing, not something like that. And so, you know, I think he is. I think he's throwing 45 out there. He is. Nope, I'm still going to play a few more years.
And the little emojis afterward is, to me, I'm sick of hearing about this. I'm sick of talking about this.
Well, then why'd you just add fuel to the fire with the 45 there, buddy?
He's not sick of talking about it. He's sick of hearing other people talking about it. He's sick of hearing it. Seeing people talk about it, and so on and so forth.
Well, but what are people left to believe when he says, I definitely see the end is coming sooner rather than later?
Well, so that's my point. And the other thing is, a year ago, and we played some of that sound yesterday when he did the podcast with Peter King, Brady said point blank, nope, I still think I can play to 45 and then I'll reassess. He said it point blank. Why all of a sudden now is everything so cryptic? Why is everything so vague? The end is sooner rather than later.
Because when you're negotiating for money, it's gauche to, and Brady knows it, to be so public about it. So he's hinting and leveraging and doing that thing.
Okay, but again, what's that got to do with his age? Just say, I want to play till I'm 40. Why didn't you tell Oprah I still want to play till I'm 45? Why is it
because
always...
Because his leverage against the team is to walk away. That's his leverage. They need him. There's no one there. I don't know if you've noticed. They don't have another quarterback. They don't even look like... It doesn't even look like they have a plan. So he walks away, they are porked, capital P.
Right, so this all comes back to Garoppolo. It's all just about when Jimmy G's here, I want to play till I'm 45 and I say it publicly. And when Jimmy G's gone, now it's sooner rather than later.
I'm just going to leverage you. I'm just going to leverage you like you would leverage me. And this is all about meet my demands.
So the money does matter to Brady.
Yep. I never said it didn't.
Okay.
I'm not one of these people.
No. I know. I'm just talking about the Brady propagandists out there.
It usually does. It usually does, and again, I think it's more about what it represents, about, you know, him being paid the proper respect and the team showing him the proper deference and all of that, as it is as much about the money. But $45 million, if that's the number, and it should be, that's the number I would pick if I were Don Yee, his agent. I would say 45. You bring me to $25 million per year the next 3 years, I'm back in. That's my number. So 45 is a perfect number. I'm sorry, perfect. Matt Ryan just made 30. I mean, they could ask for more. But Brady then still gets to play this game of, well, I'm going to take less for the team. I want to be surrounded by good play. He can still play the good guy because he's still coming in below market, even though he's asking for $45 million. But that's the number I would pick.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? I have a hard time believing this whole thing.
And it's for 3 years. It's not five. I don't need you to play to 45, Tommy, but I need 3 years out of you. So we'll add 1 year to your contract, $25 million per, $45 million new up front. Let's go. Let's see you next week. Start showing up. I don't want to hear about soccer practice.
Yeah, so listen, everything you're saying is logical. It's logical. I have a hard time believing, though, that this whole thing was about a contract. I have a hard time believing.
That's about his demands, contract, and working conditions, yeah, i.e. Guerrero.
He was butthurt. He was butthurt because they brought in Jimmy G
part of it.
And they didn't trade it, and his feelings got hurt. Even though he's won as much as he's won, they got to keep feeding Tom's ego.
Okay, yes, so, well, that he's a superstar athlete. That's what generally happens with superstar athletes.
Yeah, great. That doesn't mean I have to like it. I don't have to like it. So, again, I don't think it's just about the contract. I think it's about Tom's ego, and Tom was butthurt, and so now they got to, you know, stroke Tom's ego. So, look, I told you, if I were Kraft, I wouldn't do it. You made me, you asked me, you didn't make me do anything, but you asked me, essentially, to get rid of Garoppolo. However, that was done, okay? We got rid of him, and that's not enough? You get the lay of the land here now, Tom. You get everything you want.
You're about 45 short. Cuatro y cinco. What was it?
40 y 5.
That's how short you are, Robert. Just get to that and we're good.
I should probably roll that R a little. 40.
Long commercial free segment is next. This and the NBA rumor mongering with you.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You have any goals right now?
I'd like to play till my mid-40s. And then I'll make a decision. If I'm still feeling like I'm feeling today, who knows?
Have you thought about what happens after football for you?
I think about it more now than I used to.
Yeah.
I think now I think that I'm seeing that there's definitely an end coming sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. What does that end look like? Is that 43? Is it 45?
Yeah.
Is it?
As long as I'm still loving it.
There's the Tom Brady heel turn, as Ben Volen called it, in a nutshell. Goes from last offseason playing, now I'm playing in my mid-40s, man, I got all the answers, to, the end's definitely coming sooner than later. I'll play as well as I still like it. And Ben, this column dropped this afternoon, Maz, so maybe there's just things percolating. Because Ben Volen in the Boston Globe doesn't reference this tweet, or this comment on the Instagram thing, but I don't know, maybe he's picking up something too, because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Ben Volen writes a column that says he thinks Brady's just leveraging the team. He's not seriously considering retirement. Again, Ben Volen writes, Boston Globe, this afternoon. Robert Kraft so far has said all the right things about Brady and has defended him throughout the offseason, but he has to be fuming. The Patriots appeased Brady by trading Garoppolo, and Brady responds by skipping the offseason program and then speaking openly about retirement? Thanks, Tom. He says Brady retiring so quickly after forcing the Patriots' hand with Garoppolo would represent one of the greatest heel turns in all of sports and could inflict lasting damage to Brady's legacy. Unless Brady isn't really thinking about retirement. Unless Brady is just using his newfound leverage. And this is all a negotiating ploy. What exactly could Brady be negotiating for? It's likely to revolve around two issues. One, getting a new contract. He signed through 2019 at $15 million per, or half of what Matt Ryan will earn. And two, getting Alex Guerrero, his trainer, getting Guerrero's VIP access restored after Belichick took it away last season. So, that's what we're discussing right here.
Do you give him Guerrero back?
And to me, the number is, yeah, I work with him on it. And I've changed on this. I have. Because they're so porked without it. They're so, like, what do I want here? Do I want Belichick to put one over on Brady and teach him a lesson? Yes, part of me does, because I think this has been bad form by Brady within the last year. I don't like it. But then I think, well, so I want Belichick to win the power struggle over Brady. What does that mean? Now it's 7-9? Like, that doesn't work for me. The team moved on from Garoppolo. It may have been the wrong call, but here they are. Now it's Brady. They have no plan behind him, so make the best of it. Meaning, make the Hall of Famer, greatest quarterback of all time, happy and get the most out of him in the 2-3 years he has left. And so that's where I'm sort of at right now.
Yeah, I mean, again, I have a hard time believing this whole thing was about a contract. Because it felt to me like Tom was acting like a 2-year-old because he was butthurt. And so if it's about a contract, well, then look, fine. But and I would say this to Patriots fans, then don't go feeding me the crap about how he's different than every other athlete. Because if it's just about the contract and just about the money, then he's just another, you know, another guy like the rest of them.
Yep, another superstar. Another superstar, all-time great, who wanted it his way at the right price at the end. Yes, exactly.
Okay, so just don't tell me he was different. That's all.
Here's Martin.
Don't feed me that propaganda bullcrap.
Martin in Auburn. Go ahead, Martin.
Hey, guys. So two things, really. Why does Brady seem to think that telling us that he wants to pick up his kids and juggle his job made me so sympathetic for him? I'm like, every parent in the world does that, one. And two is, like, if you want money, just come out and say it.
Exactly.
Say, hey, you know, my plan is, I don't know when I'm going to retire, but if they give me money, I'll play until I'm 45. Why not?
You ask, why does Brady using his family generate sympathy from us? It doesn't from me. I hate it. I think it's cheap. You know, I mean, is it really about picking the kids up at practice?
No.
So why do you do that? You know, but you do it because your family...
Well, what if it's just a negotiating ploy?
Exactly. That's what it is. But I think that's cheap to use your kids that way. So that part I don't like. So that part I'm not into. Because anyone who then challenges that becomes the a-hole. How dare you talk about his family? How dare you question his family commitment?
That's why he does it. It's the Teflon excuse.
It's such a shield, you know, to bring your kid out there and put your kid... So I don't like that tactic. And even if I want them to re-sign him, I want him to be here and all that, but I'm not into that tactic. I'm just not.
I just think the whole thing is bad form. I mean, Brady's renegotiated a million deals with the Patriots, and this is the first time he's become this sort of, you know,
yep,
vocal in any sort of way.
Yep.
So, I you know, to me, I don't get behind any of it. I'm sorry. I don't.
You wouldn't give him his money?
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. If I'm Kraft, I told you this. If I'm Kraft, I would say to him, Tom, we did make a sacrifice for you. We traded our future.
They have all the money in the world. They have all the money they need under the cap. It's not an issue. You could guarantee Tom Brady for the next 2 to 3 years. I say three. And you know, I mean, even if you want to call it 4 years just to spread out the money, whatever. I only need a 3-year commitment from him. And this is part of a thing that gets him back in, that gets him back, oh, I don't know, practicing with his teammates? Like, that's not worth it?
Okay, but again, you put a little more emphasis on the OTAs than I do in terms of the football stuff.
It's what it represents. I feel like he's just punching the clock right now. I want him all back in.
You think he's going to punch the clock when the season starts?
I do.
I don't.
Well, no. I think he will if they all come to an agreement. If he gets his money, gets his contract, gets his way with Guerrero, yeah. Yeah, I do.
I don't.
How is that best for business, though, Maz? For this team, they need to have this guy locked in. Their success is tied to him, obviously. So
yeah,
take your feelings away from it.
Yeah.
How is this best for business? Why shouldn't they do this?
Because I think Tom Brady is the kind of guy who's going to show up and play no matter what. And I'm not going to give extra money that I don't have to a 41-year-old guy. Why would I do that?
To show him the respect that he wants.
Because he deserves it.
Yeah.
And you'll get more out of him.
And okay. He certainly wants that trainer back. That, you know how important that is.
Why do I have to worry about getting more out of Brady? I thought he was this, you know, this super committed and super intense perfectionist who stopped at nothing.
And in his later years...
Why do I have to play this game with that guy?
Because he's become a little bit of a diva and he's more needy in his later years.
Okay, so I'm not going to play to his high maintenance nature.
I am.
Yeah, congratulations. Good for you. Maybe you can send him some flowers and some cookies, too.
I'll do that, too.
Do whatever you want.
Gluten-free cookies.
Yes, yeah, I'm not doing it.
Maury, what should we get from him? Some Pro Flowers or Sherry's Berries? Yep. Like what should we
send him? Send him some Omaha steaks is what I would do. I mean,
we have a lot of gift ideas for him.
Because he feels to me like a healthy eater.
Some Razors and Harry's?
Yeah, I go with some protein stuff is what I would do. Don't get him the lasagna. I'll get him
free bucket at Core Golf in Natick. The great practice facility,
but,
Tom.
But get him some good, high-quality fillets. He would like
yes, yes. I'm kissing his ass at this point because without him, it's 10-6 with Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, I'm borderline stunned that all of a sudden, like any time a Patriots player comes up for a contract, you say, "Why would I give an extension to a guy who is talking about retirement?"
I've changed my mind with him because he's talking about retirement because he's just trying to play you.
Yeah, so I'm not going to let him play me.
Play me, Tom. Play me like a fiddle. You win. Because I don't want the alternative. What is the alternative? So winning the battle but losing the war.
Do you really think he's going to quit?
I don't like this version of Brady. I don't think this version of Brady is good for business.
But this version.
Is that a yes or no? I couldn't decide.
This version of Brady.
Shut up, Jimmy.
Is a contract ploy.
Yes, this version of Brady is a contract ploy. So I'm sorry. Rephrase the question.
Do you really think he's going to quit?
I think he might. Yeah. Yes, if he doesn't get his way on Guerrero and the contract, yep, He might quit after a year. Yep, I do believe that.
Okay, do you think he's going to show up this year and give you something less than what he usually does?
He already has.
Okay, in OTAs.
Yes.
Okay, and again, I put less emphasis on that than you do. So when camp starts, you think he's going to give you less?
I think that there's a chance you won't get the same guy. You've even mentioned it yourself many times that if they start out 2-2 this year and have those early season hiccups, how do they all respond to adversity? You've raised that concern.
I have, based on the relationship with Belichick.
Current. Under current conditions, if Tom gets his way on his contract and his trainer and things are resolved, I think you have a better chance of withstanding that slow start if that's what happens.
Okay, I'm not giving him the money. I'm not doing it.
Because you've made it personal. For me, it's just business.
No, I haven't made it personal. I haven't made it personal at all.
Yeah, I have, kind
of. No.
Well, look who's talking over there.
This is tied to Garoppolo.
Same with you, Murray. You're the same. I'm the only one who has a team's interest at
all. Oh, yeah, okay.
Because that's all I'm about.
The team guy that you are.
What's in the best interest of the Patriots? That's what I've always said.
It's purely a business decision from your standpoint.
All business.
I admit that. This one over here won't every single time. It's all, no. It has nothing to do with Garoppolo or anything like that.
I don't reward whining. I don't reward whining. I don't.
Yeah.
In the case of Brady, that's what he's done. He's whined.
I do. That's how you get him to shut up.
Whatever it takes to get him to shut up and just go back to play.
Oh, God, I've lost so much respect for Brady through this whole thing. He's acted like a big baby. So now you want me to give him more money?
He's negotiating, Maz.
No.
Negotiating.
So how come he never negotiated like this in the past?
Because I told you, he's changed. He's a diva now and he's needy now. So this is what he's become.
Okay, so if he negotiated the way he did in the past, then we can do business.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.